thought we had a good practice today. We've got approximately 90% of the game plan in for Indianapolis. These guys have worked hard these 3 days, and obviously we're going to take tomorrow off and continue our preparation for this game on Friday.
Joe, what were your impressions of Indianapolis's run defense? I mean, they allowed 171, 112 to Terrell Pryor, but the read option?
Yeah, I mean, they play very sound. I mean, they're very well coached. Coach Pagano has a defensive background. He's a very good coach. Greg Minuski's been a coordinator in the league at a number of different places. And I think they're very sound, very solid in what they do.
How well did you think Everby and Wheeler and
Newton played? I thought they played well. There's a lot of room for improvement on defense, but they played fast. They played decisively, and I thought they did a good job. We still have to tackle better. There's a ton of things to work on in all three phases, but I thought they got off to a good start. Yeah, well, they, you know, they have one of the best players of the last decade, obviously, or 12 years. I'm not sure exactly how long. He's very, very productive. He catches the football extremely well. He finds a way to get open. They've added speed, and he's looking like Hayward Bay. He looks like he's playing very well. Ty Hilton's explosive as well. They've got two good tight ends, young, athletic tight ends. And he throws the ball to his running backs. It's a formidable pass game. There's no question about it.
Last year was kind of a fun game for the fans to see two of the top quarterbacks.
I don't know if I would describe it the same way.
Well, I know, but now they're second year. I mean, I know you don't get into this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I think it's a fun game for the fans to see two quarterbacks like this go against each other.
Yeah, again, I'm excited about the football. I know our football team's excited about going and play there. They're a very good football team. You know, they were 11-5 a year ago. They're 1-0 right now. They play very well at home. It's a great challenge. This is what, you know, competitors should be excited about playing in this football game. Yeah. Well, I think we've talked a little bit about it, Adam. I mean, he does have real good route savvy and coverage savvy. You know, he's got instinct, he's got awareness, he's got feel for, you know, what type of leverage he's getting. He can diagnose the coverage relatively quickly and find kind of a soft spot. You know, he found some open areas in zone. He found some, you know, attack the proper leverage in man a couple times, and you know, he's did a nice job. Yeah, I thought, you know, obviously he's got to catch the opening possession when we start the season on our 1 yard line, and we, you know, hit him right in the hands on third and medium. But I thought he got off to a good start.
Dimitri Patterson returned to practice today.
Yeah, he did. He did some good things out there.
Okay?
Yeah, we'll see how the practice week goes. Yeah, they've got a compliment. You know, good stable of backs. You know, Ballard, Bradshaw, Brown, they're all very, very capable. And, you know, it helps, you know, when you have good weapons on the outside, you know, you have that balance. It makes it more challenging for us defensively.
Joe, Andrew Luck has 8 fourth quarter comebacks already in his career. You also coach the guy, Aaron Rodgers, who is good at that. What separates those top level guys to be able to hone in the final 2, 5 minutes, 3, 5 minutes?
You know, I think it's still a team game. You have to make plays at critical times when you're a quarterback, and I don't care whatever league you're in, it doesn't matter if you're in high school or college or the NFL. You've got to make good decisions, and you've got to make plays at critical times. And sometimes, you know, third down pops up as a critical time in games. Fourth quarter is obviously a critical time, and I think you just have to step up. And that being said, you need help. You can't do it by yourself. I've never seen a quarterback in 30 years of coaching do it on his own.
Joe, when you're having problems running the ball as you guys did last week, without giving away strategy,
I can give away that strategy for 0.9 rushing yards a game. I'll be glad to disperse that. Go ahead.
Could a fullback help get some, yeah, yards?
You know, there's still, you know, it's funny, Chris, you go back and you watch, you know, and we all have elaborate schemes, and sometimes the plays that bust out are good old-fashioned two-back plays that have been around for a long time, that a lot of teams have in their arsenal and their playbook, and you know, they still work, they're still good. So I think there's certainly a place for a two-back offense and a fullback in this league.
Mike Sherman talked about how when he wanted to keep pressing the issue with the run, and you sort of convinced him to abandon it, What goes into your thinking there? He says you're sort of, you don't mind passing it every down.
Well, I don't know about, you know, again, as I said, I think you have to play to your strengths at that particular point in time. I thought, you know, Mike showed excellent patience with the run. Just to call it, what do we call, 20? You know, Huddle called, I think, 19 runs, as Ryan had some in that 23. So I don't know that we huddle called 23. But to run it with the amount of production we have and to still call that many, I think shows a lot of patience on our part that we attempted to establish the run. And at some point, you got to look and see if that's the way you can move the football and score points. Ultimately, you got to score points on offense. That's the name of the game. I mean, it's great to have balance and look at a stat sheet at the end and say we had good distribution and this guy had carries and this guy had catches. But, you know, you got to score points and move the ball.
What was the difference in that fourth quarter drive?
I just think it was, our guys made up their mind they were going to move the ball and they were going to score points. I mean, you're going to ask why couldn't we do that earlier. It's a good question. But I think, you know, our backs were to the wall. We had to make a play. We were on the road, and our guys stepped up and made some plays. Yeah, we tried to, crank up the noise. We did noise on our punt protection. We did noise on our, we cranked it up basically every single team period. We even had some for the defense, not as much as we're going on the road, but some. And, communication is going to be big. We talked about it before. We had too many penalties there last time. And we told the team day one when we began preparation for this team that we couldn't, that's not going to function. That's not going to be us up there.
When you have a dangerous punt returner, is it still get down to tackling or is directional punting a bigger factor?
All of the above, but it starts with protection. I mean, they have a very good rush. I mean, we treat it just like, throwing the football on offense. It starts with protection, and the next phase that you mentioned is the punter plays a role, obviously, the direction, the hang time, and then the coverage units, keeping good leverage on the football, and, like as you mentioned, good old-fashioned tackling.